Monday, August 16th, 2010. This is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. And today we're going to talk about the moonlighting strategy. Now, there's one question that I'm going to tell you that I am asked daily, sometimes several times a day, and it's simply this. Castain, where do you get the time to do these podcasts and these showing up on LinkedIn and running the LinkedIn group that you have and all these extracurricular activities? And actually, the short answer is that I really don't have the time to do this, but I make the time to do it. And there's a strategy that I want to share with you that served me well over the years. And it's something that I've been doing for years, but I've really only formalized it recently. So let me just tell you a little bit about it and where I got the inspiration for this moonlighting strategy. There's someone out there that wrote this incredible book that I highly recommend. His name is Gary Vaynerchuk, and the name of the book is called Crush It. Again, the author is Gary Vaynerchuk. He wrote a fantastic book called Crush It. And you need to go out, not only get the book, but I would really recommend that you download the audio version, because he's one of these people that is just so dynamic that he is best really experienced through audio. But also, the coolest thing about Gary Vaynerchuk is that he kept going off the script in a very good way, because he would get additional ideas and he would share them with you. So if you go with the audio version, I think you're going to get just a lot more information and, again, just experience his personality, which is just extremely dynamic. Now, one of the things he was talking about, when he was talking about all the social media that he does to build his personal brand, he said that, well, you know, what do you do if you just don't have the time? So what his response was, and I'm going to warn you, it's a little bit radical, and I'm going to invite you to hear me out. And by the end of the podcast, I'm going to show you where you can kind of modify this. But he says, his response to that is, there's plenty of time between 7 p.m. at night and 2 a.m. in the morning. Now, I know that sounds really radical. Now, the good news is that you don't have to do it between 7 p.m. and 2 a.m. There's ways to modify that. And again, we're going to get to that afterwards. But let me tell you what I do. Every single night I try to do this. And there's a couple of nights, you know, here and there where I may not do this. But for the most part, every night after dinner, somewhere around 7 o'clock, I kind of pretend that I'm going to a night job. And it's easy for me to do because for years, when I was trying to get my family back on its feet, I had to work a real night job. This was many years ago, about 15 years ago. So I kind of got used to being that night owl and doing a lot of things. So one of the things that I do is, again, I pretend that I'm kind of going to work. I go upstairs to my office and I get to work on certain things. And let me share some of the things that I do that you might be able to do too. I start with LinkedIn and I get into the discussions. And my advice to you with LinkedIn is that you take time to observe some of the discussions, get a feel for the culture and the rules, of course, and then get yourself into these conversations, because you're not going to enhance your personal brand by being a LinkedIn lurker, by kind of hanging out on the sidelines. And also, too, if you don't get involved in LinkedIn, I guarantee you, you're going to think LinkedIn sucks. And I certainly did, by the way. And I had quit LinkedIn originally. And then I looked in the mirror and realized I didn't do anything to contribute or anything to enhance my brand. So part of what you're going to do is you're going to get involved in these discussions that there's no time during the day, or there shouldn't be time during the day for you to be messing around with. Now, the next thing that I'll do is I will think about discussions that I can start. What an awesome way to enhance your brand and position yourself as a thought leader in the space that you can best deliver your expertise. So what I would recommend that you do is that every now and again, a few times a week, try to think of some discussions that you can start based on almost like use the groups like research. See what's trending. See what people are talking about. See what kind of things are getting the most comments. And then start coming up with your own ideas. And what's good about it is once you get in that mode, that creative mode of coming up with some ideas for some discussions, it's easy to think of two ideas or three ideas. And what I do, and you know I'm a big advocate of the journal, is I write mine down in my journal. So I have a holding place for all these cool things that I've been really talking about on this podcast. So that's one of the things that I do. I'll answer questions on LinkedIn. I will ask questions on LinkedIn. Again, I want exposure. But also I will initiate contact with people that I feel I need to know, or perhaps, and I hope this isn't self-centered, people that need to know me because of my network. I want to reach out to them. The other thing that I do, and you've heard me talk about this, this whole daily five thing, and what the daily five is, five actions that you could take every single day to move you closer to your goals. So what I like to do during my moonlighting time, if you will, is number one, I think of my five for tomorrow. I never, ever want to start a new day without my five actions, because one thing I know, time is just absolutely relentless. When I was giving you the date of this podcast, and I was mentioning, you know, it's August 16th, right? Couldn't help but think, it just seems like yesterday that it was May and I was launching this podcast. Time flies, time waits for no one. And if I can get five actions every single day geared toward moving me toward my goal, just think about that. How much closer? And it's almost like a quantum leap that I can take on my success. So that's one of the things that I do as well. I also spend some time thinking about my network. And I start thinking about how I can best be a connector or a matchmaker. People love matchmakers, by the way. You want to become more valuable? You want to build your brand? You want to be a resource and add value? Start thinking about who you can get together that needs to know each other. No one will ever get mad at you for that, by the way. I've never had anybody say, how dare you, Castain, try to do something that puts money in my pocket. You bastard, right? Never has happened. So what I want you to do is take that time to think about who needs to get to know each other. But the other thing that I like to do too, I never begin a week. I talked about the daily five. I have a weekly five. And my weekly five, it's very simple. All of this social networking can be quite dangerous because we could hang out in this virtual world that's quite safe. And what I mean by that is that think about how many of your relationships are just kind of emails, or maybe you bump into each other in a group, or you comment on each other's blogs. Well, I don't really think that relationships can really advance that way. Sooner or later, we got to get this to real time. So my goal is every single week is to identify five people that I want to connect in real time. So what I mean by real time, if they are geographically close enough, or if it's to an area, I do a lot of traveling with my job, by the way. If it's an area that I'm going to be visiting, then what I'll do is I will offer maybe for us to get together for coffee or for lunch or for a drink or something like that. But most of the time, I'm simply suggesting a phone call. In fact, that's kind of a nice place to start, because you'll find that many people will not find that overly intrusive. It's just a harmless phone call. And my goal for that phone call is not to pitch them on what I do. And what I found is that in a networking setting, and especially in conventional networking, everybody is so busy trying to pitch the other person that there really isn't a conversation. And plus, people really don't recognize that people aren't ready to listen to you until they've told their story. So what I try to do is really set up or facilitate a phone call where I can find out about them, what they do, and who their ideal customer is. And as part of that process, if I know that, let's just say I have a phone call tomorrow with somebody, what I'm going to do tonight during my moonlighting time, I don't want to do this during company time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little research, and let's just say I'm going to look up their website, maybe come up with a couple of questions and just things I need clarification on, and start to think of ways that I can help them look like a rock star. And that might sound like a cute thing that I like to say a lot, that I'm going to help you look like a rock star. But that is really, those are words that I live by. And that is the best way that you can build your brand, because it's real easy for us to focus on ourselves. And there are tons of people out there already that have the, you know, have that market cornered, so to speak. But there's not too many people, if you really think about it, who really genuinely care enough about you to try to make you look like the rock star. So that's one of the things I guess I'm going to challenge you to think about. Think about ways that you can make other people look like a rock star. That is great use of your time. And just as a quick timeout, right about now you might be saying, man, this sounds just like a buttload of work here, man. What's going on, Castain? You're overwhelming us. I maintain that you're spending this time anyway, and probably rather, you know, unproductively. I mean, I always kid around. I say to people, I mean, how much time can you spend watching Lost or playing Farmville? Right? Or, I'm sorry, maybe it's Mafia Wars. I mean, it's ridiculous. And there is plenty of time. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's plenty of time for us to kind of, do the things that help us recharge that just have no logical explanation. I mean, I love to save the world and play video games with my kids once in a while, but for the most part, I try to do things that are very, very productive too. So keep that in mind. Also, what I do is just a little note on Twitter. One of the things, because I'm very active on Twitter, I just hit the milestone where I just crossed 10,200 followers. And what I want to do is continue to position myself as a thought leader, continue to demonstrate my expertise for free, by the way, no charge. I love free. But what I do is I recognize I don't have the time to keep doing that during the daytime. So I cheat, right? You've heard it. Here comes the Castain confessional. I cheat. And what I do is during my moonlighting time, I spend time thinking about what kind of things or resources I can provide on Twitter. So what I'll do is I will kind of think of these things ahead of time, 4 to 6 messages or tweets, if you will, and I'll put them on a Word document so that tomorrow all I have to do is cut and paste. How cool is that? I save a lot of time that way. So that's one of the things. That's one of the tricks that I do, because you know what? When it's game time during the day and it's money hours, I don't want to spend time screwing around on Twitter or messing around in a LinkedIn group or any of that stuff, because I can't get that time back once it's gone. But one thing I know is that I can do those activities during my moonlighting time. And I find that the world is completely balanced that way. So something to think about, and I want to offer a huge time saver for you that I do during my moonlighting time. Now, you've heard me say that I love to comment on other people's blogs, and I love to comment on articles. It's really important, especially that you comment on the right ones, ones that speak, allow you to demonstrate, again, your expertise. We're going to keep coming back to that time and time again. When you're building a brand, you've got to position yourself as an expert in your space. So one of the things, again, I stop by blogs in that space, and I comment. So what I do as a huge time saver is that I want to know about these blogs, and I don't want them blasting my inbox with, you know, the subscriptions. So what I do is I subscribe to the RSS feed on these blogs. And the way you find the RSS feed, just if you even look at my blog, for example, on yoursalesplaybook.com, there's a little orange box, and next to it, it says RSS feed. You subscribe by the RSS feed. And again, it won't come in your into the inbox that way, but what you're going to do then is, if you don't have one already, is subscribe to a reader. And one of the ones that I use, and there's plenty out there, I'm not married to Google, I use Google Reader. So if you want a little homework assignment, if you do not have an RSS feed reader, go to Google Reader, or Yahoo has them, and there's no shortage of readers out there. Get one set up and kind of set up your own listening station. And that's how I get all my information. What I like about it, again, it's not blasting my inbox. And that's important to me, not only to remove clutter, but to remove distraction. Because one thing I know about me, and I'm happy to confess this, is that if I get things going into my inbox that could serve as a very safe distraction for me, if I have the choice between doing something that I could get beaten up and it's a big risk and it's rejection versus a nice safe distraction, nice little time waster, I might lean the other way. So I need to be disciplined and take these news items and take these blog posts on my terms. And the way that I like to do it is to have it on an RSS reader. So that's a huge, huge thing for you. Let's move on. A huge component, if you want to fast forward your success, is to have thinking time. The best time, again, is after hours. How ridiculous would it be? Here comes the analogy that I always use. Forgive me, but it's true. You turn on the TV, you're ready to watch your favorite sports team. Nobody's playing the damn game. They're sitting around on their rear ends thinking. How ridiculous would that be? But we do it every day. Every single day we're sitting around and we're doing things that are not the right activities, or they're the right activities but at the wrong time. So my advice to you is you got to take time to think. And when you think, I want you to think about things suspiciously, as in something is missing. What is it? And I have found that whenever I look at things that way, I find things. Man, I have found things that if I did not stop and think, I would have committed a rookie mistake. And, you know, you really feel like an idiot when you do that stuff, right? I know I do. So I want to avoid things, but I've also found things, man, that were like just complete gold mines by just stopping to think. And the beauty of this moonlighting time, there's no phones ringing. There are no distractions like during the daytime, during game time. So that's something that I want you to think about. Have that thinking time. But you also need some sales workout time. I think it's absolutely amazing how as sales professionals, we spend such little time developing our craft. And if you look at professional sales teams and you look at other professionals and how much time that they spend developing their craft, we spend relatively little to no time developing. So here's what I would highly recommend that you do. You could do this any way you want, but what works for me is I love on a regular basis to look at my messaging. In other words, I take a look at the elevator speech that I use. I take a look at my voicemails, and I challenge myself to maybe reinvent it. But at the very least, I will tape myself with a digital recorder. Your computer has a recorder on it, by the way. You can record on that if you don't want to run out and do it. Your cell phone, most of them have a recording device on it. So you don't have to drop big bucks to do this. And what I'll do is I will tape myself, because one thing, again, I feel like I'm doing all these confessions today, man. Jeez, here we go again. One of my biggest things I say to people, I am a recovering you-know-aholic. In other words, I say you know like way too many freaking times. So one of the best ways that you can keep that from happening, number one, is to maybe slow down a little. I got to work on that too, but I only have so much time on this podcast. You can prepare more. But one of the things, too, is that if you simply raise your awareness, tape yourself, step back, listen to it like as a prospect would listen to it, it is going to increase your message and it's going to increase your impact tremendously. So I highly recommend you do that. Another thing I've been talking about lately, there is a webcam on your computer. On most laptops and most computers have a webcam. Take the time. Don't do it in broadcast mode. God knows what you're going to send out there, right? I kind of think about that scene in American Pie with the webcam. Remember that? But anyway, I digress. What I highly recommend that you do is use the webcam and just take a look at your visual message. So you could take that presentation that you do, or even your elevator speech that we talked about before or whatever, and just simply take a look at how you look. And it's almost like when you tape yourself. I don't know too many people that really like the sound of their voice when they record. And I'm certainly one of them. And when I use the webcam, it scares the hell out of me, because I'll look sometimes and I'm looking at my facial expressions and I'm like, geez, it looks like I'm having like a seizure or something. I'm not being congruent with the message that I'm trying to deliver verbally. So again, we want all those messages in alignment, and we can't possibly do it if we're not aware of how we're coming across. So please take the time to do that. I'm also going to continually look at my development from a strengths and weaknesses point of view. I will look at the areas, obviously, where I'm weak. And sometimes there's some situational questions that I'll ask myself. For example, I just had a speech that I did for 400 people down in Houston. And I looked at the particular topic that I was going to be speaking on and identified some areas that I needed to work on. So that was like a situational type of improvement. And then the other thing that I'll do is not only look at where I'm weak. That is a big mistake that people make in development. They're so busy focusing on where they need to polish that they don't consider polishing areas that are already shiny. And we have to continually improve in all areas of our lives, and especially in areas that you kick ass. Why not kick ass at a higher degree? So don't ever neglect those areas. Again, during your moonlighting time, what an awesome time to focus on those things. And I want to leave you with a few points to consider. First of all, let's get back to that whole 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. thing that probably scared the hell out of you, right? It scared the hell out of me too. Don't worry, your secret's safe with me. It's something that could really be scary. My advice is this: why don't you find something that works for you? So if you're a morning person, maybe you need to get up a few hours earlier or an hour earlier and work on some of these things that we talked about. Identify things that make sense to you, that are important to you. You could also, again, if you have small children, maybe You know, I would hate to walk in the door and just go right to my second job. Part of life is that we have to take time and hug our kids and hug our significant other, man. Lots of hugs, right? And time to hang out and just balance your life. We can't be so focused on success that we don't realize that we have to conquer the world at home. But what I'm saying is that there's a time when people go to sleep, and there's a time when people are sleeping that we can get up a little earlier. But we have to do this. And I also want to tell you that there are tremendous psychological advantages to this moonlighting strategy. As sales professionals, we really want to be in control. And I don't mean that in a bad way or a manipulative type of way. And there are certainly folks like that. But I don't mean it that way at all in this context. What I mean is that we are wired to be able to navigate discussions and move them toward the direction where everybody can benefit and more collaborative and all that. But there are certain things going on with the economy that we can't control. But we can always control our attitude, and we can also always control our effort. And when I know that I'm doing the best that I can and putting in some extra time, I feel a lot more confident, and I think there are huge benefits to that. And I don't want you ever to forget that. That's something really, really important. And then finally, I just want to kind of go off on just a little personal tangent, and again, psychological benefit to something. One of the goals that I identified this year for myself was that I really wanted to get back to the guitar. I've been playing for 30 years. I play pretty well, but I could always get a lot better. And one of my regrets is that I stopped studying with this one teacher about a year after I got married, way back in 1989, and it's been 21 years since I studied with this guy. So one of my goals this year was to find him and get back to lessons. And it took me a good part of the year, about halfway through the year, mostly through procrastination. But once I found him, which is just a few weeks ago, I've already had about 3 lessons. And I feel like $1 million. And it's not so much that I'm getting better and better. I think I am. I hope I am, right? But it's that psychological benefit that I'm giving myself that I know that, hey, I'm in control again. And that's where I want to be as a sales professional. And that's where you want to be with your success as well. That we fail to realize sometimes just how much control we actually have. I don't ever want you to forget that. And I think it's a great theme for a Monday morning. So here's my challenge to you. Find your own way of doing this moonlighting strategy, whether it's getting up earlier, working a little bit later, maybe it's getting up a little bit earlier on the weekend instead. Find your own way. But don't get caught up in this whole working smarter BS. I can't stand that phrase that, you know, you've heard it where it's, I don't work harder, I work smarter. Or they say it the opposite way that, you know, that they're just not focusing on all this extra activity. Working smarter can never be an excuse for you not getting your uniform dirty. If you get to the end of the day and you find yourself saying that you work smarter and your uniform isn't dirty, you didn't break a sweat, I'm here to tell you that you are not going to realize the same benefits as somebody who does both. You need both. I need both. And this is one of the ways that you can do it. So with that, you definitely have some thinking to do this week. Find an opportunity to work on this moonlighting strategy. And if you're going to try it, and if you're going to try anything that represents a change for you, many experts say that it takes about 30 days for us to kind of reprogram our minds and our actions to get used to doing these things. I don't know that I really buy that, at least for me. What I found is that 30 days isn't enough time. I need about 60 to 90 days to really undo some old habits and acquire some new ones. So my challenge to you is this. Take the moonlighting 90-day challenge. Give it a shot for 90 days. I see no downside to it. If you balance the other things, give it a shot. Write to me. Let me know how it works for you. If you come up with some additional ideas, share them with me because we can all get smarter together. So I'm Paul Castain with YourSalesPlaybook.com. I'm inviting you to stop by the blog. I'm inviting you to come by the LinkedIn group. We're pushing almost 14,000 members. Lots of great sales discussions we allow. No spam, no nonsense, none of those infomercials that you see in the other groups. We're just pure sales discussions, best practices and tips. Stop by our Sales Playbook group. And again, this is Paul Castain. I am wishing you an amazing week ahead.